Thank you. Good morning, everyone. My name is Mandy LaBrash, and again, I'm the program manager for WinCart's Weaving and Islander Network for Cancer Awareness Research and Training. And before starting, I just wanted to thank the Public Health Education and Health Promotion Section for recognizing our work with the Let's Move program and for giving us this opportunity to share a little bit more. So WinCart is a community-based participatory research collaborative that aims to reduce cancer health disparities in Pacific Islanders in Southern California. So this map just details a little bit more for you where Native Hawaiians and Pacific Islanders come from. So they come from the circled areas, Micronesia, Melanesia, and Polynesia. And the WinCart network works primarily with Chamorros, Marshallese, Native Hawaiians, Tongans, and Samoros. So California is home to over 286,000 Native Hawaiians and Pacific Islanders and is second after Hawaii with the largest NHPI population in the U.S. Again, WinCart uses a community-based participatory research approach to all their research and outreach activities. We partner with two other academic institutions in Southern California and six community-based organizations that serve Pacific Islanders in the area. We work primarily in the three-county area of L.A., Orange, and San Diego County. And recently, through some of our research programs, we've expanded our work into San Bernardino and Riverside County as well. So according to the 2009 California Health Interview Survey data, found that 32% of Pacific Islanders in California are obese and 38% are overweight. In addition to that data, WinCart community partners indicated a lack of physical activity as a priority health concern for their communities. So that combination of the data and then the community partner feedback really got us thinking that it's about time that some type of physical activity intervention is created for the communities that's culturally attuned and evidence-based. So we modeled the WinCart Let's Move video after some of the work that the Dr. Late Tony Yancey had done with Instant Recess. So Instant Recess was developed as a worksite physical activity intervention, so it focused on short intervals, 10 minutes of physical activity that could be done at worksites in groups with your colleagues. And if you look it up, I'm sure most of you guys have seen it, but there's tons of different Instant Recess videos that different groups have created for their communities and for their worksites. So we adapted it after that. And I just wanted to show you guys like the first 3 minutes. Like the first minute's like just like an introduction, but then after that, if you guys want to stand up, you can join in and do the general warm-up session. Oops.
Welcome everybody here to the South Coast Exposition. We are Tupua, and today we're doing the Let's Move video, and it's inspired by our Polynesian ancestors and cousins and stuff. It's a 10-minute video of wonderful moves to the islands of the South Pacific and also the music that inspires our culture. So I want you to check it out, hoping you enjoy it and stuff, and also get up and let's move. Thank you very much for your time. God bless.
Step touch. Now we're gonna add a kaholo, 2 steps to the right. And 2 steps to the left. Step together, step, touch. Step together, step, touch. Now we're going to add our hand motion, a wind motion above the head. Right hand. Step. Now we're going to add our hellas. Pointing right, left, right, and left. Adding our hands, going out, chest, up to your chest, out, chest, up, chest. Back into our step touch. Here we go. Step touch. Working our way into our Omaha, stepping out on our right.
There you go, you got it. Thank you for participating. So that was just the warm up, and then it goes into the main workout, and then there's a cool down, and then there's acknowledgements after. So there's four different waves or components to the Let's Move program implementation. So the first wave is identifying an organizational champion within an organization or group who can really encourage their membership to engage in physical activity and can really help promote the video. And then wave two is setting a policy. So this can be something as informal as establishing a verbal policy amongst the group that, you know, will participate in regular physical activity at all meetings, or it can be something that's more written and more defined within the group. And then wave three is making an environmental change. And part of the program is that we took some materials that the National Cancer Institute had developed, and we translated them into the different Pacific Islander languages. So it's the 8 ways to prevent cancer posters. And then within those 8 ways, one of the ways encourages regular physical activity as a way to prevent against cancer. And then wave four is where the video comes into play. And it's really getting the organizational champ to implement the video at every group organizational meeting. So here we have some different materials that are packaged together with the toolkit. So we have those 8 ways to reduce your risk for cancer posters. And then we also have just a general flyer that our community health educators use when they're out meeting with different community organizations and groups to help promote the program. We have copies of the DVD. It's also available on YouTube. And then we have some exercise-based incentives that we have the site champions give to participants during the middle of the program and then at the completion of the program. So for the evaluation, since it really focuses kind of on policy systems and environmental changes, we knew it was important to have a pre-assessment and a post-assessment of the organization. So the pre-assessment really looks at readiness and capacity to be able to implement this type of program. Oh, sorry, I thought you were telling me to raise the mic. Oh, okay. Sorry. So it focuses on readiness and capacity of the organization to be able to implement a physical activity program, and it also informs the community health educators of how much technical assistance each site will need. And then we have a post-assessment that explores how well was each organization able to implement the program, and then it also provides the program champs with an opportunity to give us feedback as to how well it worked with their specific group. And then we have an individual post-assessment that asks participants just about to report on changes in attitudes and behaviors and intentions around physical activity. So we found with the organizational pre- and post-assessments, for a total of 8 different organizations, 7 of the 8 had no physical activity program at the time of pretest. And then when we look at some of these areas of infrastructure preparedness and program preparedness for physical activity, you can see that a lot of organizations had some of the more basic steps in place to be able to start thinking about implementing a physical activity program. So they had verbal support from their leader and their group or organization. They had identified a program champion. They had defined obesity or lack of physical activity as a community need. But then when you look at some of the more advanced steps that kind of relate to how well you're going to be able to implement the program and how well you're going to be able to sustain it, they were not as prepared in some of those areas, such as training a staff, forming a coalition for healthy and active living, being able to establish a means for feedback, and being able to know how to evaluate a program, and then also mechanisms for sustaining a program. But we found that 5 of the 8 sites, they were able to implement all 4 of the
components successfully. And 5 of the 8 also indicated that they will continue to maintain the physical activity program in the future. Oh, thanks. So some of the barriers to meeting the healthy lifestyle needs of the community were that a lot of the focus of these organizations and groups is more focused on family, and it's less focused specifically on health. And oftentimes we work with some different churches and different church groups. So oftentimes if the pastor or someone in a high leadership role within each group wasn't really on board to promote physical activity, there was no gatekeeper, and so we didn't have that higher figure within each organization really promoting it. And then also some of the sites indicated that they actually had a physical space, such as a gym, to be able to be doing physical activity and exercise, but they were using it for non-health activities like bingo. And then at a lot of the community meetings and group meetings, a lot of the site champions informed us that oftentimes unhealthy snacks and food are being brought to the potluck instead of some of the more healthy items. And with the individual participant feedback, we had 108 participants complete this. And so they indicated that what they liked were the fun movements. They said that it was very Pacific Islander, that it got them moving. Some people said it was simple. Some people said it was intense for them. What they didn't like, they thought it was too short. They wished that it was faster. And a lot of the male participants indicated that the moves were just too feminine for them. So they gave us a few suggestions for improving the video. The men wanted a more masculine version of the video. They wanted to see something that was a little bit longer, and they wanted us to make a more intense version with faster movements and maybe adding in some weights. But overall, over 91% of the participants indicated that they would recommend the video to their peers and their colleagues and their families. So our future plans with the WinCart Let's Move program is we're currently finalizing the toolkit, and then we're going to make it available on our website, so other groups that are interested in implementing the program will have all the materials and resources that they need. And we're also planning for a community-level dissemination in California, Utah, and nationwide via our WinCart network, and we're going to have webinars starting in January with potential site champions to kick off the program. And then we're also developing a WinCart Let's Move Level 2 video, which we actually had created already the first time that they shot the video. The feedback that we got from our partner organizations that it was, like, way too fast and the, like, leg movements were too complicated. So we kind of saved that, put it aside, and reshot it with different choreography. So now we're just touching that one up, and we'll make it available as kind of the Level 2 advanced version. So I think my time is up, so it's good timing. So if you need to contact me, if you're interested in learning more, please feel free to contact me. This just acknowledges our partners and our funder, the National Cancer Institute. And yeah, if you want to learn more, you can also visit our website, YouTube, like us on Facebook. So thank you very much.